Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Big, big, big W flag raised last night with the Chicago Cubs. But with the big win, just because they pulled off the dub does not mean it didn't come with a few frustrations. And our producer, Kyle, who's without a doubt the biggest Cubs fan, definitely in this studio, but certainly like maybe all over Chicagoland area.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle, you were saying you have some frustrations with yesterday's win.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where you want to open up the list on a Thursday.
Yes, if that's allowed. I would like to add a couple things to the list.
Okay. I mean, normally we only do this on Mondays, but if you want to add something to the list, my man, go ahead and add it.
Okay. Sometimes you just got to let it out.
You just got to let it out. Of course, the list is a list of frustrations that we have, and this is a way to vent. And there's a few things that I get off my chest. Number one, the TBS, True TV, or whatever TV channel it's on, that broadcasting crew?
Yeah.
Hey, we get it. You love the Brewers. Maybe calm back down the love a little bit. Brewers are good. What? They aren't the Yankees of the 60s. Let's settle down just
a
little
bit.
Oh my God, just everything. Oh, look, any move they made, Melissa. Oh, what a good, incredible play. Keep in mind, Cubs have one of the best second basemen in baseball, Nico Hoerner.
Great
defensive second baseman. So do the Brewers. They have a great defensive second baseman. You could say they're very close. At one point, they just went, Brewers second baseman. Look at him ranging to his right. Oh, my best second baseman in baseball.
Wow.
Excuse me. There's a man by the name of Nico Hoerner. Respect the name, singles machine. Anyway, the other thing I want to add to the list also is myself. I'm adding myself to the list.
What?
Again?
Because I am an idiot. I love this team so much, and I want them to win so bad. And yesterday, all I kept saying was, just don't get swept.
Sure.
Probably not going to win the series. Don't get swept. But then I woke up this morning, and I was like, God, I just want it one more time. What can I do to help this team? So I don't know if you guys are noticing, I'm wearing the exact same outfit I wore yesterday. I sat in the same spot on the train that I sat yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
I am following every routine. I'm going to go for another 4-mile run today because I did that. Yes, I am an idiot.
That is too funny.
But I think I'm going to help the Cubs win by doing it.
Whatever it takes to make it happen.
We all have to do our part in the Chicagoland area today to keep this going. The Cubs again play tonight. They have the late game at 8:08 is first pitch.
That's ridiculous. That's another thing I want to add to the list. There's a game on the West Coast. Why isn't that a NATO? I'm getting frustrated.
It is, no, it's very frustrating. All right, so all of those things that Kyle just said, they're all added to the list. And you know what? I have a way to help the Cubs. Coming up next, it involves AI versus Austin. And it involves some heckles.
Yes!
Oh, we need it, don't we?
AI and I will come up with some heckles to get at the Brewers, and you guys just tell me which ones are better. Next. Let's heckle the Brewers.
Yes.
I'm into that.
In this week's AI versus Austin, I came up with a few heckles directed at the Brewers that you could use today at the friendly confines. First pitch, 8:08. You can hear the game on our sister station, 670 The Score. And if you yell loud enough, maybe people can hear your heckles on the radio broadcast with Pat and Ron.
I hope so.
Love that.
Half of these heckles I wrote, half of them AI wrote. Guys, I'm going to give you a couple and we'll do three rounds. I just want you to tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
Let's heckle some Brewers. Here's heckle number one. The Brewers are the decaf coffee of baseball. You look like every other baseball team, but you're more prone to put people to sleep.
Oh, I do love that.
Good, but it's kind of long.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sit in the stands and yell all that.
Yeah, you definitely have to yell that one early in the game before you get too many beers in. Here's heckle number two. You call yourself the Brew Crew? More like the Brute Snooze.
Ooh, okay, so it's kind of
that's
the same.
Better.
It kind of is the same vein of the first one's, you're right, is a little bit long, so I go with Brew Snooze.
Me too.
Is Brew Snooze AI or Austin? That's AI.
Aww.
It's okay.
It's all right. Round one.
You got a couple more?
Just like the Brewers in the series. AI won the first one, but I'm going to come back. Here we go. Round two. Heckle number one. Hey, Brewers, the only gold glove you guys got is in your logo.
Okay, that's a baseball pun. Gold glove is what they give the best defensive players, Melissa.
Oh, okay, got it.
Thank you for explaining.
Yep.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, heckle number two. Hey, Brewers, there's a reason why they allow tailgating outside your stadium, because it should be illegal to watch your team sober. Go Cubs!
Okay. Again, a little bit long-winded.
A little long, but I kind of
like. You know what? You don't have to explain to a coworker what that one meant. So
that's exactly right.
Let's go with number two.
That's right.
You got to tailgate so you can drink to watch the team.
Is it AI or Austin? That one was me.
All right. Just shortened it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
And just don't make them baseball specific. All right, here we go. Round three. It all comes down to this. Hey, Brewers, that slide in your stadium signifies every postseason you've ever been in.
Okay, so they have a slide in their stadium that their mascot, Bernie the Brewer, will ride down when they hit home runs.
Okay.
Having to over-explain it. It's fair.
Kyle goes to the game with me, with Mel on either side, so that way he's there to explain every heckle I yell out.
I love it.
It's half my job.
All right, and heckle number two. You can't spell Brewers without ew.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, Mel, you lit up. You don't have to explain spelling to Mel.
That's awesome.
Okay, yeah. Mel does know spelling more than baseball, so let's go with option number two on that one.
Is that AI or Austin? That's me!
All right!
Hey, started off slow, came back hot. Kind of like the Cubs.
Yeah.
Will I say this, though? There was no losers in this game. All good heckles.
Feel free to use those at the confines tonight. And notice I said the confines, not the friendly confines.
Yeah. Let's go Cubs.
It's time now for some ones.
Gotta
go.
One's gotta go. Of course, is powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. You text in a couple of things that you think would be difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which ones gotta go. And joining us today is our guy, Matt, in Glendale Heights. Matt, how are you, brother?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing really good.
Thanks for joining us. Are you ready to play some Ones Gotta Go?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, from a 773 texter, one's got to go skydiving off of a plane or bungee jumping off of a cliff.
Ooh.
Which one's it got to go?
Well, I can speak on one of those. I've been skydiving from the plane.
Wow. How was
bungee
it?
Bungee jumping off a cliff sounds great. Fantastic. It was a thrill.
Nice.
Get the chance, do it.
Okay.
Let's go with bungee jumping. That's got to go.
Bungee jumping's got to go.
I will also say bungee jumping has to go. I did do skydiving.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You never told me that.
Yeah, I've even got a DVD of it.
Wow.
Well, if we can find a DVD player, we gotta watch that thing.
Exactly. And I hear sometimes the cord can snap on bungee jump, so I'm never doing that.
Okay, nothing can go wrong with skydiving.
Yeah.
I don't trust the structure of that either.
Exactly.
Anything can happen.
Right. So I'm saying the bungee jumping got to go. I'm keeping the skydiving.
You guys are crazy. And so is Tim McGraw. Listen, I know we need to live like we were dying, but I'm going bungee jumping, Rocky Mountain climbing. Okay? Give me the skydiving. Get out of here. Because even if it does snap, at least it kind of slows down your fall a little bit. You know?
Okay.
Braces you a little bit.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
All right, from a 708 texter, one's got to go standing in line for the bathroom at a baseball game or standing in line for a beer at a baseball game. Which one's got to go, Matt?
What was that first one?
Standing in line for the bathroom.
Yeah. See ya.
That one's got to go?
Yeah.
You'd rather stand in line for a beer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll turn around and piss in the cup. We're good.
Okay. Interesting. Oh. All right. Melissa?
I'm going to say standing in line to go to the bathroom has to go. I can't do it. I have to pee all the time.
We're
so.
On the same page.
We're on the same page. I can't wait. I don't want to pee my pants.
One is fluids in, one is fluids out. I'll say this, though. When you wait in line for the bathroom, mm-hmm. you get to hear the sultry sounds of one Pat Hughes mm-hmm. on the radio broadcast. So you're waiting in line for beer. Get out of here. I'd rather listen to our sister station, 670 The Score, which you can do tonight, 808, nice. First pitch.
Okay, so Matt, last one just for you today. And the only reason I'm asking this is because I asked the question yesterday, and this is superstition, so I got to ask it again. One's got to go, Melissa or Austin?
Oh, my God.
It's superstition, guys. I'm doing it for the Cubs. I'm not doing it because I'm curious.
That's fair. Kyle.
Smell you later, Austin.
Wait, what?
Smell you later. Wait.
To be fair, Matt, you might have to say Melissa's got to go because that was what we did yesterday, but he made his decision.
Yeah, well.
Oh, great. So if the Cubs lose tonight, it's Matt's fault?
It's all on Matt.
No, it's not.
Yeah, for choosing Melissa. That's why you should never choose Melissa. You should always choose Austin.
What?
Melissa's got to go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Jamie in Bensonville for Dear Melissa and Austin, who's got a cheap company, but it may be the cheapest I've ever heard. Jamie, what is going on at the company you work at?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's happening. My boss just announced that the company holiday dinner that we're going to have to pay for our own meals. Oh, and it gets better. We have a one drink minimum.
Oh, no. No!
And they offered free parking. Like, we're not exactly rolling in money at this job. Shouldn't the one making the big bucks pick up the tab? Or is it actually fair since technically it's our night out?
Well, I can't believe they're having a holiday party and only, would you say, supplying this one drink minimum or whatever?
Yeah, right.
Okay, and now pay for your dinner?
I know. I went to a work function not too long ago. It wasn't put on by Odyssey, but it was a radio function, and they gave us two drinks. And I was like, even that was like, yeah, all right, come on. What are you, a prude?
Sounds like.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Jamie, it sounds like your place is way more of a prude than the place that Austin went to.
I don't know. I think I might start having to look for another job. Are you guys hiring?
I mean, look. Are you a good co-host? Because I'm always looking for a new one.
What?
No, I'm joking.
Do you have to go to the holiday party?
You know, that's a good idea. Well, if I don't go, then it's going to seem like I don't want to hang out with everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the politics of the whole thing.
Yeah, and then you want to see who's sleeping with each other. So, you know, that's fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, no. You got to go to the holiday party. Yeah. If not for anything other than that last part. It's like literally just the things that happen there. You know, definitely do not stay there. And you want to be there for them.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to look at it as like paying for your meal is paying for the entertainment of watching what happens at the holiday party.
I guess.
It's definitely strange. Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But companies are getting cheap.
Companies are literally cutting back in all industries, all over the board. And it is, it's kind of annoying, but I guess it's like just kind of one of those things we have to live with. The prices are rising faster than we expect. And, you know, companies are facing the brunt of that. And whether they're being transparent or not, like no CEO is going to be like, I'm going to take less so my company can expend expense more, you know?
No. I never heard of a CEO do that.
Right.
And they're pretty greedy.
Yeah. So it's just like something we kind of have to deal with. And I hate it. I hate it for us.
But, I know.
You know.
Yeah.
I guess you just go. Hopefully the meal isn't like it. It's not a super expensive restaurant, is it?
No, it's a cheap restaurant. That's the thing.
That's why it's so frustrating that they're not just like footing the bill for you. Yeah.
Right. They might as well just take us to a fast food joint.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Well, here, the good news for us in our industry is that you can call us back after this party and share the wild stories that went down, okay?
Ooh, okay.
All right, all right.
I look forward to.
Yeah, there we go. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. If you need advice, email me, Melissa at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
What amazing thing did a grandparent do? 312-946-4995. Now, how we got here is interesting. Just a second ago, Melissa was talking about how she's like, you know, I think I want to take up yoga. And I was like, oh, gosh, where's this coming from? So, Melissa, please explain.
Yeah, I want to. I've been actually wanting to do it for a while, and now I really want to do it because I went to see Paul McCartney over the weekend, and my sister is a huge Paul McCartney fan, and she's got so many facts about Paul McCartney.
No, he was a Beatle.
He's a Beatle. And, excuse me. And so I found out from my sister that Paul McCartney does yoga. Okay, no big deal, right? Except the fact that Paul McCartney can do like a headstand. So he can be on his head or his hands. He can do like a handstand and like hold it there.
Like that, like the intense yoga.
Yeah, the intense stuff. And like hold it there for a long time. Paul McCartney's 83. He's 83 years old. So I'm like, please, if Paul McCartney can do it, I can do it, right?
No.
He's 83.
No, that's not good logic to carry
but
in
still,
life. But
amazing.
Yes, it is. Not to shy away from the fact that Paul McCartney can do that intense yoga where he's doing handstands or headstands or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
It's incredible.
However, the logic of...
What? Don't you dare.
I'm just...
Don't you dare say that.
I would love to see you try and do a headstand.
Not yet.
I would pay money for that.
Break my
I would pay
right
more
now.
Money to see you try and do a headstand than I would to see Paul McCartney.
Oh, get out of here.
312-946-4995. What is something amazing that a grandparent did?
And it doesn't have to be your grandparent.
Doesn't
it could
have to
be somebody
yours.
Else's grandparent.
Yeah, it could
maybe
be someone
you're the grandparent.
Doesn't even have grandkids. They're just elderly. That is just amazing feat that they pulled off. Can they too do a handstand?
You know what else I like about this is it's inspiring.
It is. It is. Because
look, it inspired me.
I was going to say, whatever you call in with, Melissa will probably try and
I'll try it.
312-946-4995. Something amazing that a grandparent did. We want to hear them. Stacy and Crystal Lake.
What amazing thing did a grandparent do?
Not necessarily a grandparent. Some friends that I know that when I lived in Hawaii, they paddle outrigger canoe. They are 70 to 80 years old.
Oh, my God.
And they continue to compete from a quarter mile race to 42 mile races.
What?
Yes. The biggest one is from Molokai to Oahu, and they paddle for about a half hour. They jump out of the canoe, and the next set of guys jump back into the canoe.
Wait a minute.
Out of here. So this sounds like an Olympic sport.
They're canoeing?
They're canoeing.
From island to island
miles.
In Hawaii.
Miles and miles.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Anywhere from a quarter mile to 42 miles. A lot of them still do Ironman races.
Yeah, so, I'm sure that's probably like nothing.
Wow. I can't do that now.
Yeah, right.
See, so there's races they consider Ironman, so anywhere from 5 miles to 18 miles without changing crews or stopping.
Oh, my gosh. That's
crazy. That was the other crazy part about this. Not just canoeing, but getting in and out of the boats during the race.
Yeah, and changing it up with people who are going in there. It's like a relay.
Goodness.
Well, that's really incredible.
As the canoe is moving, they're jumping in and out. The canoe does not stop.
It's like a Mission Impossible stunt scene that Tom Cruise would pull off or something. And Stacy, thank you so much for calling, and aloha.
Aloha.
That's hello and goodbye, right?
It is, yeah.
Oh, good. In Hawaii. Okay, aloha.
Aloha. We go until next time.
Until next time.
Until next
love
time.
Love that.
Love it. Thank you so much, Stacy.
Right.
Anne and Monique.
Did you have a grandparent do something amazing?
Well, it's my dad. He is a Gampy. He does have grandkids, but he is 78, and he plays soccer 4 to 5 times a week.
No way. 78 playing soccer.
Really?
Playing soccer.
What team is he on? Kids. Is it a team of older people, or is he just on a team with younger people?
No, he's not on a team. They just go to the park. They play indoors in the winter, outside in the summer. He goes 4 to 5 days a week, and it's just a group of guys that meet and play soccer.
And soccer is a rigorous sport for stamina and running and your joints.
It's when you're on a big field like that.
Yeah, I have to assume he's just incredibly fit.
Well, he loves soccer, and he's fit enough to play.
Oh, fit enough to play. That counts. You know, at that
he's
age,
he's doing it.
We just allow it. And when the World Cup comes to America next year, are we going to see him playing for Team USA at all?
You know what? He's going to be cheering loudly from the sidelines.
I'm sure he is. Well, thank you so much for that call. That was awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Ann.
All right. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a chill in the air today, and we're about to put a chill up our spines. It's spooky season, y'all. All week, Melissa and I have been asking for some spooky stories, all for you to win a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Great America Fright Fest.
It doesn't have to be a real story. It can be a made-up story, but if it was real, that's awesome, too.
More scary.
I would kind of like that. But yeah, you got to come up with a spooky story.
Our storyteller of the day today, Serena in Valpo.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Serena. So you have a chance to win this 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Fright Fest, but you got to have a spooky story. What is it?
My spooky story was my family and I, we were watching TV one night, and of course it happened to be a horror night, probably in October.
Nice.
And then all of a sudden we're all downstairs and we hear the shower running upstairs. And so we're like, okay, well, who's in the shower? We go up there and look, nobody's upstairs. And we're like, okay, well, it must have went ahead and been him going ahead and doing it, scaring us, you know, second day in a row.
Oh my gosh.
And then we shut off the shower, and then we go back downstairs, and everybody's downstairs. And once again, we hear the shower running, and we're like, okay, who turned it on? Like, we have no clue who turned it on. That happened like 3 times, and we're like, okay, like, there must be something going on. And then later on, we found out, like, in the attic, there's like a puzzle of like the old family that used to live there. And I guess it was like considered a haunted house, like where spooky stuff like happened before.
Ooh.
So we were really scared of all this stuff that was starting to happen. And we're like, okay, like, we didn't know what to go ahead and do. We're like, okay, what are we going to do about it?
And to this day, you have no idea who turned the shower on?
We're just going to take it up as, like, ghosts, because they didn't go ahead and do anything bad to us. So, I mean, we're no longer living in that house.
Yeah.
So we don't have to put up with it no more.
My goodness.
But, yeah, we have no clue who went ahead and was turning on the shower, like, 3 different times. We thought, okay, maybe, like, the shower had an easy, like, faulty thing where it would turn on, but no.
Because yeah. that second time that shower turned on, everyone was downstairs with you, right?
Yeah, they were, and so we had no clue what was going on about it.
That's super weird, and especially since it happened again.
Well, that story is especially spooky for Melissa, considering it involves a shower.
Why is that scary for her, for the shower?
Yeah, explain that, Austin.
She's terrified of them, refuses to step in one.
No. Yeah. I think he's trying to say that I stink.
Yeah, you smell.
Smell good.
Is that story good enough to win Serena these Fright Fest tickets? God love that monster. He is going through some things right now.
Yeah.
And he's just working it all out, and we're here for him. But yes, Serena, you're going to Fright Fest.
Yes, awesome. That works out perfectly, because my daughter was just asking, can we go to Fright Fest? And I was like, yeah, I'll buy tickets later this week. And then on Monday when I started listening, I'm like, oh my God, we've got to try everything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you do.
I love it.
That's great. Well, that worked out.
Just don't be surprised if when you get back from Fright Fest, your shower is on, okay?
I don't have to worry about it. We're not in the house no more.
All right, good.
And it's a great day to be alive. I
know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Daniel and Sycamore.
What's your great news?
Great news is my 7th and 8th grandchild came in earlier this the late summer or early fall, whatever it was.
Nice.
Oh, congratulations.
That's awesome.
How many is this?
Yeah, 8. No.
Eight.
Eight. Goodness.
Wow.
You've almost got an entire baseball team.
Same as we had.
Yeah, wow. That's right. Okay. And is it a boy or girl?
They were both girls.
Oh, my
God. Noelle and Loretta.
Very nice.
Oh, how cute.
Very nice. Have you gotten a chance to spend some time with them?
Now my one daughter has a Loretta, a Waylon, and a Jolene.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody likes country music.
Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. That's now all you need is a Morgan, a Luke, and a Shabuzi.
So you have to tell her that. You
okay, tell I'll tell her.
Throw in a post.
Yeah.
A Dustin.
And a Jelly. Well, Daniel, that is awesome news. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us. We really appreciate it.
Sure. And let me tell you, go dads.
Go dads.
Go dads.
Well, Daniel, listen, thank you, brother. We appreciate it, man.
Pass on the congratulations from us, okay?
You betcha.
Okay,
have a great day,
you
guys. Take care.
Big, big week this week as Melissa's big, big crush comes to town.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
I know
not,
on Friday.
It's not Mr. Miami or any of the other potential suitors that have been asking her out like crazy lately. We are referring to one Jordan Davis.
I love this guy. We've had a chance to interview him a couple times, and I couldn't even help myself by telling him, you look so much like one of my ex-boyfriends. He's like, what?
Yeah. I know. I think he's been creeped out with you ever since. But no, Jordan's a great friend of the program. Obviously, we talk to him every Superb Owl Week every single year. He's just he's an awesome guy with awesome music. You know, like his song, I Ain't Saying.
One of my favorites.
So what if we say, I ain't saying?
Like I've got something, I know something, but I ain't saying what it is?
Yeah, like a secret.
A secret. I like it.
You got a secret? We want to hear it. 312-946-4995. It could be your secret. It could be someone else's secret that you heard. But listen, we don't know them, Right?
Yeah.
We don't know them from Adam, so you can share it with us.
You're good with secrets, by the way. Yeah. You kept the secret of moving down the street in Elmhurst from me, and then told me later.
Yeah, after I'm already moved in.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Look, I ain't saying.
Yeah, right? Yeah, clearly.
I clearly wasn't saying. 312-946-4995. Get in and say, look, I ain't saying, but here's my secret.
I ain't saying, but
312-946-4995. And let it be known, you can call in anonymously. In fact, we hope that you call in anonymously. We'll give you a fake name, a fake location, so that way no one knows where you're at.
Sometimes you just got to get that secret off your chest.
312-946-4995 in honor of Jordan Davis coming to town this week. Look, I ain't saying, but here's a little secret I did hear. Let's go to John Smith in Chicago.
I ain't saying, but you're saying. What's your secret, John Smith?
So, I currently work at a pizza place.
Okay.
And they didn't even inform us of this. I had to find this out myself because I was cleaning one day.
All right.
Apparently, they don't care how often the pizza dough maker is cleaned. So, if you go to a certain pizza place in Chicago.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's very large area.
You will have black mold on your pizza.
Mold?
Black mold.
Ew.
Stop.
What?
I wish I was joking.
Will you make a pizza knowing that there's black mold in, like, the dough mixer?
No. Oh, no. I talked to my boss about it. Yeah. I don't know if it's been fixed or not.
Really?
There's so much and it's so prevalent that it's hard to get rid of.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh. I like that you narrowed it down just to the pizza places in Chicago. So that's like, a needle in a haystack?
Yeah, right. I mean, maybe you don't have to say who it is, but is it north, south, or west?
Yeah. Yeah. Deep dish, thin crust?
Narrow down.
Thin crust. Thin crust. So. And it's a family-owned business.
Okay. Is it family-owned chain?
I don't believe we're a chain.
Okay.
I haven't seen any more of our
So there's just one
places.
Store. Yeah. There's just God. One pizza place, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that okay. works for me. Right. I'll be going to Pizza Hut.
Yeah, or I'll just be ordering all of my pizzas without black mold.
Hold the mold?
Yeah, can I get the Supreme? Just hold the mold.
On the side, please.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
well,
I appreciate that. Now I know what to stay away from.
Thank you, John Smith, for this secret. This is a really good secret.
Yes, of course.
I don't know if there's any relation from our previous caller to this caller, but let's go to Jane Smith in Chicago.
What is your secret,
Hello.
Jane Smith?
I got a new job last week, but I can't tell my boss until my bonus gets paid.
Whoa. Yeah, girl.
I love that.
Yeah, girl.
I love that. So when does your bonus get paid?
On November 14th.
Oh, so we got a ways to go.
When does your new job start?
December 8th.
Oh, okay. So you do have some time. Yeah, and you don't want
to
let them
know. I know, but it's hard to sit on the secret. I am, like, being asked to do things in December, and I'm like, sure.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what they're going to have to do is you'll give them the 2 weeks notice, and they'll just have to figure it out.
Yep. I appreciate you letting me get it off my chest.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing. Good luck. Call us after that bonus hits and the new job starts.
Will do.
Let's go to yet another Jane Smith in Chicago.
Another Jane Smith? Do you have a secret, Jane?
I have a secret. I am pregnant.
Jane!
Oh, yay!
Jane! Wait. How many people know?
Just my husband.
Oh my goodness. And now us and just hundreds of thousands of people in the Chicagoland area. But other than that,
they don't know who it is though.
Yeah, they don't.
Totally.
When did you find out?
Like 6 weeks ago.
Are you waiting for that 12-week mark before you tell everybody?
Yeah, I'm very close.
Jane, as a Chicagoan, we love to drink. Has that been hard keeping that off?
That is, I'm surprised I haven't gotten caught.
Right? That's the first tell.
Yeah.
That is how my sisters and my family know.
Oh, that is too funny.
They probably think it's a vodka lemonade.
Yeah, right. Thank you for calling and trusting us with your secret. Look, we won't be saying, that's for sure.
Well, thank you guys. I love listening to you in the morning.
Oh, you're the best.
Thank you.
It is 8:35-ish, which means it's time for The 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are our dear friends Jen in Hanover Park and Kim in Bridgeview. Kim, why don't you say hello to Jen?
Hello.
Okay. Okay. All right. Guys. We got them both at once. That's fine.
So, all right. So, this is your chance to win tickets to go see Brett Eldridge, which is also known as Mr. Christmas, mm-hmm. at the Chicago Theater. Might as well start thinking holidays early. Why not? With 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
I'm ready.
Both? That time we only got one. Okay. All right. There we go.
I'm ready.
All right. With all that said, let's play. Question number one. What Garth Brooks classic includes the lyrics, "And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lanes. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change."
Oh, gosh.
3 seconds. We're looking for Colin Baton Rouge.
Oh, man.
Colin Baton Rouge.
All right, here's question number two, still 0-0. What was the name of Shaboozy's follow-up hit single to his debut song, A Bar Song?
3 seconds.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, man. It was Good News.
Good News. Hear that a lot here on US 99. Not just for the Great at Eight, but you actually hear the song Good News.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Gosh, we're not doing too well.
Yeah, no.
You guys will get there.
You said it, not us, okay?
You'll get there.
You said it. Question number three. What All-American girl sings the theme song to NBC's Sunday Night Football?
Kim. Carrie Underwood.
Is it Carrie Underwood? It is. You can't be a Chicagoan and not know that answer, right? You know, of course, the football question gets them back in. Kim leads 1-0.
Question number four. What country artist's legal name is Thomas Luther Bryan?
Jen. Oh, God. Luke Bryan.
Oh, I thought, oh, God was her answer. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if God's actual name is Thomas Luther Bryan, but is it Luke Bryan? It is.
Oh,
Jen ties things up. All right. All comes down to this. Fifth and final question. Winner of this is going to see Brett Eldridge, Elmhurst College alum. Die a Happy Man is a song sung by what artist?
Kim. Thomas Rhett.
Is it Thomas Rhett? Kim, you're going to Brett Eldridge.
Congrats, Kim. Have fun.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, congratulations on winning those tickets. Jen, we still have one more chance tomorrow if you want to try back again, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.